Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Super Bowl champion, four-time Pro Bowler, owner of Double Back Wine in Walla Walla, Washington. More importantly, one of the best guests we've ever had on the program, former NFL quarterback Drew Bledsoe with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Drew. How are you?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. How's it going down there?
Doing great as well. Real quick college football question. Your alma mater, Washington State, what do you think about what they've been able to do after the slow start, especially what Heisman candidate Luke Falk has done at quarterback?
It's been pretty remarkable. You know, I mean, I think we've got to fix something, though. We keep, it's 2 years in a row, we schedule these two FCS teams, and we're like 15-2 against the Pac-12 the last 2 years, and we're 0-2 against the Big Sky. And so we've got to figure out how to beat the Big Sky, and if we can do that, then we enter into a bigger conversation. But really, really proud of what they've done, and Mike Leach has done a great job 2 years in a row of, you know, with the team that started out, I think, 0-2 the last 2 years, and he's found a way to get the team playing hard for him and to finish the season really, really strong. So it's going to be pretty exciting, though. We got our two biggest tests of the year coming up. We got to go to Colorado and play the Buffs, and then we've got the huge Apple Cup game up in Pullman a week from Friday that will decide the Pac-12 North.
Drew, you know you're a guy, so hey, bro, want to make sure that you send us some wine over here. Joe likes red. I like red, so
we're getting thirsty, Drew.
We'll pub you up, baby. We'll let you come on and talk wine. We got you. And this is
man, I really appreciate that, and I'm happy to do that. It's doubleback.com, and it's got a spot right there where you put your Visa number in, and once you put that Visa number in, they'll ship you as much wine as you want, Lo.
God, dog! Really, bro? Really?
And it's the wine business. It's not the wine charity.
Oh! Cut That's my good. Legs off and call me stubby. That was not. So you're not going to give me wine. I might send you some.
We'll talk
after. I know, bro. you beat me at Fresno State. We're winning the game with a couple seconds left. You throw that dime in the corner of the end zone. It broke my heart. We were freaking. You guys were ranked like 15 or 13 in the country. That was a freaking unbelievable game. I still haven't forgiven you for that.
That was one of the better games I was ever involved in at any point. You know, it seemed like it was truly one of those games where the last team with the ball was going to be the win. It was going to be the winner. I think there were something like four lead changes in the last 2 minutes or something crazy like that, with Dilfer going crazy and we were slinging it around. That was really an exciting game.
It really was. Hey, looking at what's going on around the National Football League, and kind of tell the listeners kind of what Tony Romo's perspective is now. You've seen a young gun. He was young and brash. He comes in the league when you're, you know, in the latter part of your career, kind of that transition. And then New England, you've seen young Brady, what happened. How is Tony handled this? And kind of just tell us, kind of the listeners, you know, been on both sides of this. Hey, you know, what's the reality of this?
It's a really, really hard thing because you have simultaneously very conflicting emotions. You know, especially for the biggest similarity for me was when I was in New England to what Tony's going through, because I'd been there for a long time, had been kind of the leader of the organization, you know, been a quarterback for a long time, and then get hurt, and this other guy comes in. And it really, truly is—it's really hard to kind of balance your excitement and for your team winning and all the work you've put in with those guys that you've gone to battle with, and you really want them to win, and you want the best for your team always. But at the same time, man, it's heartbreaking to see your team winning and having success, and you're standing on the sidelines, and you don't get to be—you don't feel like you're a part of it, even if you're. You know, when Tony's been contributing, and I contributed when I was in New England and helped out the guy that was playing and all of those things. But when you're used to being the guy and all of a sudden you have to stand there and watch your team have success. It's really heartbreaking. So it's a difficult thing, man. I always, anytime we have one of these conversations, I always make sure that people understand that that as a professional athlete, if you get paid to play a game, you don't really get to complain about the world being fair. You know, I mean, if you won the lottery, if you get to play a game for a living. But with that said, it truly is a difficult thing.
One quarterback who's been doing nothing but watching is Jared Goff, and he's going to be thrown into the mix this Sunday. What sort of things is he going to have to fight through in himself to make this debut at such a young age? Because if I'm not mistaken, you were 21 when you made your debut?
Yeah, I was 21 when I started, and I think there is some benefit, for Jared being able to watch for half the season before he has to jump in and go. But it's a crazy thing, you know. Anytime you make the jump from one level to the next, things move faster. I've equated it to sticking your head in a popcorn machine and trying to make decisions, it kind of feels like that sometimes, but. My hope for him, you know, my hope for him is that they do a good job of calling plays for him and allow him and script it for success. You know, with a young quarterback, you know, if you're calling plays for him, you got to understand, number one, you know, what kind of things he likes to do, what throws he likes to make, and you get some of those things going early. Do everything you can to keep him off his back. Don't let him get hit. You know, if that means you got to block up a bunch of guys, you know, if you got to block eight and, you know, or even block nine and send two guys, just don't get them hit. And then you have to have a very definitive plan for getting a young quarterback back on track if things aren't going well. You got to have a series of plays that you know you can go to that allow them to get some completions and get the team moving. And if things aren't going well, you got to be able to do that. So I really hope they take great care of him from a play calling and scheme standpoint, so that he can have some measure of success in his first action.
Four-time Pro Bowler and owner of Double Back Wine in Walla Walla, Washington, Drew Bledsoe joining Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Being here in the Bay Area, we kind of saw it coming because we're very close to the situation and we're very excited about the prospects of Derek Carr moving forward. But the rest of the nation seems to be taking notice that Carr, not just a possible franchise quarterback, but could be the MVP of the league. What have you seen from Derek Carr this year, and does he embody and display what the league should be looking for in an MVP candidate?
Yeah, he sure does. You know, anybody who's really paying attention, you know, the last couple of years, it's not a huge surprise. You know, you look at guys, and the quarterback position is so interesting because, a quarterback at times can go play very, very well, and the team can still lose. And last year I watched what was going on with Derek Carr. He was playing at an extremely high level a year ago, playing at a level that from a quarterback standpoint should have allowed them to win a lot more games. And now it seems like the team around him is really rising up and starting to play at a higher level with him. So it's not a huge surprise. But beyond that, you know, I haven't met him, but just seems to absolutely represent the best of what you would want in a person to represent your league as an MVP. He's just one of those guys that seems to do everything right. Very intense guy, great competitor, but at the end of the day, ultimately just super classy. So I'm really hopeful not only that he's strongly considered as MVP this year, but I'm just really happy to see him become one of the young faces of the NFL going forward.
Drew, how'd you sign it up, and how the coaching end up for you guys as a head football coach? How'd that work out for you guys?
Oh man, I knew it was.
You know,
I knew it was coming. We had a heartbreaker on Friday, man. We lost by 1 point in the second round of the playoffs. My kid had a great game, it was kind of one of those games. You know, very good team, but they also blocked a punt and got an onside kick and all of those things, they had to do to beat us. So, but it was great. John had a great year, and he's still weighing some options, but I think he may end up at Washington State, which would be pretty fun.
Well, great. Well, really appreciate you coming on the show. Real quick, tell people where they can get this great, amazing wine, and why is it so good when it touches your lips?
Oh, man.
It's a great
Always
question.
Appreciate it. No, you can go to doubleback.com. That's our website. We're up here in Walla Walla, Washington, but there's great fruit being grown up here, and for you California people down there that are used to such great wine from Napa, I would challenge you to give us a shot and see how we stack up against some of your great Cabernets down there. One thing people should know is that we just launched yesterday on our family wine, which is our second label. It's the stuff we drink around the house, which is still really good juice. For the holidays, for the next week or so, we're doing free shipping on the family wine. So if you go on there, we'll ship it to you for free.
Super Bowl champ, four-time Pro Bowler Drew Bledsoe, one of our favorite guests, with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Drew, as always, thank you for being so generous with your time, and we look forward to catching up again sometime in the future.
Always a pleasure, guys.
And thanks for your wine, too. Appreciate that, buddy.
Right on. I'll send it on down there. Love you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.